And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, dope?
I'm David Jacoby.
In on the cool check-in.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
It is Tuesday, so this is your podcast exclusive episode of Jalen and Jacoby, where we get to talk about anything we want in any way we want or as long as we want. This is where we go off the rails. This is where we get in trouble. This is where we get unfiltered. And this is where I get to ask how many adult beverages you had during the Super Bowl this year.
I would say the over-under is 10.
10? Oh, okay. That's pretty high. Yeah. It's pretty high.
Yeah, that sounds like a number because it don't start at kickoff. That's it started for me is like around 3 because I was cooking. So
you think 10 over 9 hours is not that bad?
Yeah. It wasn't, yeah.
Good.
It was over a few hours.
What was on the menu?
Can't get too folded when you cooking because the wings might get salty. Ask Joey. Oh,
if you guys don't know, my wife made some wings on Super Bowl Sunday. They were the saltiest thing I'd ever tasted in my whole entire life. It was like licking a salt cube. Like, honestly, I think horses eat salt cubes. I think a horse would be like, nah, too salty. It was wild. And the worst part is we had Auntie Zoe there, my kids there, and Joey there, and I ate the wing. And I'm just looking around the room and be like, someone's going to say it, but it ain't going to be me. But someone's going to say it. Thank God for Auntie Zoe. Auntie Zoe said it. And then I just left
Well,
the room.
Let me tell you the main item that kind of like was VIP that I noticed that people love. The jerk lamb chops.
Oh, yeah.
Those seem like the winner.
Oh, yeah. I love a jerk seasoning on anything. My wife is Jamaican, so we eat a lot of jerk stuff. But jerk lamb chops on a grill? Yeah, Jay. Yeah.
Now that I think about it, that was kind of the theme. Had the jerk whole wings and the jerk lamb chops.
Oh, yeah. My wife has a very intricate jerk process that involves dry rub and jerk sauce.
Yes.
And there's just lots of different phases. Yes. It's a full performance. It's like a hockey game. It's got 3 different periods.
Right.
You know, it's like 2 different cooking methods, about an hour, lots of different jerk seasonings. I'm not even involved. But she was like, cook me some jerk wings right now. I'd be like, I have no idea, even though I've been watching you do it for 18 years. I have no idea how to do that. Yeah, man, really excited about that. I like I said, I took the kids tubing, so I didn't get too intoxicated. Just had some domestic beers, one margarita, and just took some notes during the game. But man, that game didn't go as I expected, Jalen Rose. I kept waiting for that Chiefs comeback. And I look back at, there's a couple key things, right? I think Tyreek Hill not coming up with that very difficult catch on the second Chiefs drive was big. And also, end of the first half. Chiefs are down, 6-14 at that point. And there's about 50 seconds left. First down sets up like 2nd and 6. Chiefs call timeout. Okay. Second down, about 30 seconds left. 3rd and 2. Chiefs call timeout. Huh. Mm-hmm. In the moment, I was like, I understand what you think is going to happen, Andy Reid, but that's not what's going to happen. And of course, we know what happened next. Tom Brady took the team down. Evans with the PI, and then bad weather, Honey Badger. Tyrann Mathieu with another questionable call, which I don't think was a PI because it was uncatchable. It was something about holding or, you know, illegal contact after 5 yards. But I think that was a key point to the game. What's a key element to the game that people aren't really talking about now that we're a couple days away that you noticed?
I like how you're really possessive about your content and you're a highly trained professional. And so when you come up with a nickname like Bad Weather, you're going to make sure that you own it. It's kind of like I was doing with turtlenecks underneath my blazers. You know, I almost threw a parade at my house when I saw Dan Graziano on TV with a blazer and a hoodie. I was like, you know what? You know, this fashion taste-making thing really works. So I love your nickname for him and you owning it. I don't want everybody to overthink this. I really don't. It's plain and simple. The big uglies up front. So let me get this right. We get to the biggest game of the season, and the only team that's in the top seven in offense and defense is to play against backups on the offensive line. And let me tell you who those players are. Shaq Barrett, watch the kind of contract he gets this offseason. JPP, who resurrected himself after being with the Giants and losing a couple of his fingers during a 4th of July accident. And my guy, Ndamukong Suh, who went to the Rams to try to do the exact same thing. The difference is their quarterback was Jared Goff and this quarterback was Tom Brady. The other thing is Todd Bowles, that's my man. That's my man's in them. Did a really good job of allowing those guys to create the pressure. Keep coverage deep so you don't give up Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, Pringle deep plays, because if we're going against backups, we should have Mahomes running for his life, especially with a broken toe. So, like, if I'm a betting man on the Super Bowl, my money going into it has to be on Tom Brady. It has to be. That's why you, as a novice gambler, you just started last night.
Hold up. Because we're going to take the people behind the curtain now. You picked the Chiefs too, dog. You picked the Chiefs too. Talk about you as a novice gambler went against Tom Brady.
No, I didn't.
You changed your pick. You changed your pick right before the show started. They had to change the graphic and delay the start of the show. Okay, but don't act like
I had to think
but
about
just
it.
Don't act like you've been riding with the Bucks for 2 weeks trying to tell everybody that would listen that the Bucks were going to win.
Well, the bottom line is, don't judge me by what I think. Judge me by what I do.
Man, you're stealing all my
and
stuff.
And there's a bet on that football game. Yeah, the great American philosopher David Jacoby taught me that one. And again, those basic principles with Brady on the other side, come on, man. Follow the money, dog. Follow the money.
Well, it was a great performance by the Bucks and Brady. And I felt like no matter who I picked was going to lose, and no matter who I picked, I would kick myself. Because once if the Chiefs won, you're like, how did I bet against the Chiefs? They lost one game all season when Mahomes was playing quarterback.
Good point.
Mahomes has lost 9 games in his entire career when he's a starting quarterback. And they've got all these weapons. And the Bucks, halfway through the season, the Bucks were in jeopardy of not making the playoffs. And then what'd they do? They beat the Washington football team. Go to New Orleans to beat the Saints. Go to Wisconsin to beat the Packers. And then get a home game in Tampa Bay, which I think was a big factor. You got the Chiefs out there without haircuts, flying in on Friday. Not even getting used to their, didn't even unpack their clothes in their hotel room. You know that move? When you're like, I'm only here for a night. I'm not even going to unpack my clothes.
Well, also, you reminded me of something. Not only did Todd Bowles do an amazing job, but those are all Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Breeze, Rodgers.
Heineke, all Hall of Fame.
Mahomes.
Yeah. All Hall of Fame. Now, that Drew Brees, that version of Drew Brees wasn't the same. Like, you, like it is Drew Brees, and he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but that's not like beating this Rodgers, because Rodgers is the MVP this year. Drew Brees was not in the MVP conversation, and that Drew Brees in that game did not look like the Drew Brees that, you know, powered his way into Canton. But I will say that but that Saints defense that Tom Brady went against, that Saints defense was a legit unit, and Tom Brady did a good job scoring on them. And they lost, 38-3? Earlier in the season to that very team in that very building. So good for them. Good for the Bucks, man. Good for the people of Tampa Bay. You know? How does Jameis Winston feel? He's like, he basically had the same team without Gronk and AB and Fournette and couldn't get to the playoffs.
I'll tell you how he feels. And it has a Tampa Bay tie to it. The same way fellow Michigander Tony Dungy felt watching John Gruden win the Super Bowl with his players.
Yeah.
The same exact way. That's how he felt. He felt like he had to reinvent himself. That's what Jameis needs to do. Just reinvent himself. And don't be surprised if it don't happen with the Saints. We had Cam Jordan on the show. He kind of alluded to what I was talking about. And he never acted enthusiastic about Taysom Hill at all.
Mm-mm. No, I was surprised at by all. That. You don't really get that from players talking about their teammates. Like, no matter how comfortable they are, or, you know, usually when the lights and the mics are on, they usually won't say anything ill about the people that wear the same uniform as them. However, he didn't say anything bad about Taysom Hill, but he didn't exactly back up Taysom Hill as the starting quarterback of the Saints next year at all.
Well, here's the media trick I want everybody to know. All we had to do was instigate it, but we did. So if I would have posted it and you would have posted it and it would have been at the bottom of the ticker and then they would have ran it on Get Up, it would have been like, Cam Jordan doesn't believe in Taysom Hill and here's the sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he said what he said. When I asked him about the quarterback spot and Drew Brees retiring, I forgot Taysom Hill was on the team until I asked him. Because all he talked about is Jameis led a team before. In other words, Taysom hasn't.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Jameis just have a one-year deal?
Yeah.
So, and he said that we have Jameis in the building. It's like, well, you kind of don't have Jameis in the building, to be honest with you.
Well, he probably feel like Jameis need us, like he was a free agent. Yeah. And we got him for $1 million. I mean, we probably can get him for two next year.
And you know, there was a part of Sean Payton that watched Jameis throw that deep ball. It was just like, you know, when they had that trick play and Jameis threw the deep ball, they threw it back to him, threw a deep ball, perfect on stride. He's like, well, I haven't seen Drew do that in 4 years, and I'll never see Taysom Hill do that. So maybe there is a future for Jameis Winston here. And now I'm turning our attention to the NBA because now we get to settle in, you know, because every Sunday I watch all the football games on Red Zone and I take out my phone notes app and I take notes and get my points and my observations together. And that's like a work day. But now it's just NBA. Now it's just NBA games. And I love watching NBA games so much. And we had a great one last night between the Bucks and the Nuggets. And I just want to expand on something that you said during the TV portion of the pod about Jamal Murray's performance thus far on the Nuggets that's been overlooked.
Well, he's inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
When he's hot, he's one of my favorite players to watch. He's so smooth. He just glides. And he has underrated hops. Like, he'll dunk on you, too. He got unlimited range. He's a fearless player. He used to be one of my favorite irrational confidence guys until I felt like he had all NBA potential.
Yep.
He was too good to even be amongst that group. And so when I'm watching them play and the way the Joker initiates the offense, all he has to do is move and cut. But I notice he's not doing either one consistently. He's more effective when he has the ball to initiate the offense.
Yeah, I mean, you think playing with someone like Jokic, you can use that as someone when he gets the ball to play off the ball to get easy buckets. You don't have to work so hard for him. And the thing about Murray is we all remember what happened in the bubble, like him and Donovan Mitchell going back to back in that series, him leading the Nuggets. That wasn't all Jokic. He was leading the Nuggets in a comeback against the Clippers and made a superstar leap a la Jimmy Butler in the bubble. However, this has happened before with Jamal Murray. The playoff performances are great, but the regular season performances are inconsistent. He's only scored over 20 points four times this season, Jalen. He's shooting 44% from the floor. Now, I say over 20 points because he has scored 20 exactly, like another three times. But you know how stats work. And last night in particular, Murray, 4 for 17, 1 for 7 from 3. Shooting 34% from 3. So we've diagnosed the problem. What's the prescription? How does this get fixed for Jamal Murray?
I think for Murray, his aggression, and take a page out of Steph Curry's book and moving without the ball when Draymond has it. That's what he should look like when the Joker has it. And when we talk about the energy that it takes to move like Reggie Miller, Rip Hamilton, it does take a lot out of you. And Jamal Murray got to be willing to do that. But also the Nuggets got to be willing to get on the phone with the Wizards and see what it'll take to get Bradley Beal.
Why would the Wizards do that, though?
because if I could get more than one player, like if I could, so on paper, you're going to try to replace Bradley Beal's 30 points, 35 points, right?
Yep, number one scorer in the league.
So Murray just won't do it alone. We just talked about his inconsistency. If they don't want Gary Harris, who a terrific defender, that don't get you to the points. Now it's, you shouldn't do the move and move Michael Porter. You got to keep him. He gives you star potential. You need a third team involved. I don't think this Nugget team, as constructed, can upset the Lakers.
If they moved Murray and Porter for Beal,
you need Porter.
Jalen,
you need Porter.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Yo.
The problem is I watch League Pass. And I watch Michael Porter, and he looks great. I mean, he rebounds, offensive rebounds, and that he's got that height. And when he rises up and hits a three, the shot looks perfect, and it doesn't hit the rim. And you're just like, wow, this is the perfect prototype for an NBA player in 2021. However, when he plays defense, he just looks lost. Like lost. He doesn't play D. Like, he just doesn't really understand how to play defense in the NBA yet. And don't you think that will be a problem for him moving forward?
Well, Bradley Beal don't play D either.
That's not true. Bradley Beal plays defense.
When you get a chance, I want you to watch Bradley Beal the next 10 games, and I want you to apologize to me. The other thing I want to say is, so if you like Murray, if you like Michael, well, so now if you feel like that about Porter, you got to find somebody that loves him. So now you just try to sell to the Wizards, hey, I'll give you Gary Harris, his defense, and that's how you get to the money. And the potential of Michael Porter and maybe something else within the roster, bowl.
And keep Murray and Beal? If I'm trading Bradley Beal to the Nuggets, I'm getting Murray. That's just how we started. I'm getting Murray and something else. I'm not taking Bol Bol and Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, so this conversation on the phone just went different, and I thought it was.
Yeah, well, you keep bringing this up, though. You really think there's potential here for Beal to end up in the Nuggets?
I do. Like, I look down at my text messages, and it'll be interesting to see. But I can't give you Murray and Porter.
That's the only one that I could see happening, though. And I get it.
I can't give you both.
I get. People are higher on Porter Jr. than I am. People are higher on Porter Jr. than I am. I'm not that high on him. I see the potential, but it's also been like a couple years now.
Well, no, he got work to do. I understand where you're coming from now. He got a lot of work to do. Well, and a lot of his work is from the neck up, to be honest with you. It's more like understanding that he's not the number one option or the go-to guy, that he can contribute more to the team than just his offense. That's classic young player 101.
Mm-hmm. And I understand why after a playoff series, he's there talking about how he needs more touches when Jamal Murray and Jokic get them all. I understand how he can feel that way after a playoff game, but he needs to be smart enough not to say that after a playoff.
But you also understand why you were laughing before you finished the sentence, because that ain't good for a team.
Mm-mm.
So there's also a reason why you couldn't get that sentence out without laughing, because you also know that that's unrealistic expectation for him in that situation.
Jalen, real quick, I just want to remind our listeners that the latest 30 for 30 Al Davis versus the NFL is now available to watch anytime on ESPN+. It looks back the long-running feud between Raiders owner Al Davis and NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle. It's another great entry into the 30 for 30 series. And as we've done before on 30 for 30s, there's a new episode of Jalen Jacoby, The After Show. We spoke with the film's director, Ken Rogers, on that podcast. It's a great interview. He tells us how he brought these two titans of the NFL past back to life. It's a great interview. You don't want to miss it. Check that out at Jalen Jacoby, The After Show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Now, Jalen, I want to tell you about the saga of Tessica Brown. She's all over the internet now. And she usually uses a certain hairspray on her hair to keep it in place. And she ran out of it. So she used Gorilla Glue Spray. Now, there is a Gorilla Snot hair product. And she was confused. But it did keep her hair in place for quite some time. However, after some time, she realized that her hair would now not move. Did a video, uploaded it on the internet, and it had fun with it, made fun of her for a while. But now she's flying to Los Angeles, where a surgeon has said that they will give her a 2 to 3 day treatment to get the glue out of her hair. She's already been to the hospital. She now is potentially, she has a GoFundMe, and she's also potentially going to litigate against Gorilla Glue, saying that it never basically in particular said not to use on your hair. Her hair looked great. Look great. Now, Jalen, if Judge Jalen was called and said, who's at fault here, Gorilla Glue or Tessica Brown, how would Judge Jalen rule?
First off, she sounds like a sister, so I want to give her the benefit of the doubt because this is definitely cultural.
She's definitely a sister.
You know, I'm big on reading the label.
Mm-hmm.
Big on reading the label. You know, I'm disappointed that you didn't look closer at the label.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would just use her as an example for other people, and I would make the Gorilla Glue people pay for her expenses with that anything related to the surgery, like her hotel or maybe her flight or whatever. Just kind of make sure she whole, because in today's society, it's still a win for her. Because anytime you're trending, anytime, you know, that type of thing is a win for you. So she actually won.
I guess so. Because she doesn't have actual bodily harm done to her. She's not injured in any way, shape, or form. They did use some sort of chemical to take the glue out, but to hurt her scalp. So I don't know how the serious extent of that is, though. But, you know, there is an aspect to this that's kind of funny. And there's also an aspect to this. This is really sad because if you put yourself in her shoes, you're like, you know, she's got to be terrified because her hair is stuck to her head. But it is kind of like, well, you did put super glue in your hair, and that's what made it stick to your head. So who knows?
Yeah, she went viral. Her likes went up. Her followers went up. So she won.
And she's funny with it. When you watch the video, her delivery is funny when she explains the situation. Like, she's got personality. So big shout to her, Tessica Brown, Gorilla Glue Girl. Jalen. Couple things. A gentleman by the name of Offset, who I know you're familiar with, one of the Migos, he rented a Bentley in Los Angeles from one of those, like, you know, premier, prestige motor vehicle rental places. You know, the ones where you can get, like, old cars and fancy cars. And, you know, a rapper comes to town, wants to look rich. Well, Offset's very rich. But I would say someone like me comes to town and wants to look rich, then they can rent these cars. He agreed to rent a Bentley for 2 days, $600 a day. I thought a Bentley would be more than that, but whatever. That's a lot of money, $600 a day.
COVID, dog. COVID.
$1,200. Yeah. Not a lot of rich people flying in, I suppose.
Ain't nobody to look at it, dog. Ain't nobody outside.
Yeah, good point. another great point. Yeah, the market price. It's got the COVID discount on that one. So,
exactly.
But then he said he wants to drive it through July. So they changed the paperwork. So he gets it through July. Then July comes around. So they call up. They're like, hey, Offset, where's the car? And he stopped paying for it after the contract was up. However, there's a problem. Offset told the company he does not know where the car is, that he has lost the Bentley. How do you lose a Bentley, Jalen? That's like a $500,000 vehicle.
I got you. I got a great answer for you make it relative.
Okay.
If you can lose car keys, you can lose a car.
No. Disagree. That's like saying if you can lose the remote, you can lose the TV. Like, nope. One is much smaller, much easier to lose than the other.
TV doesn't move. TV doesn't move.
The car don't move without the keys.
Well, you let people drive it. You let people borrow it. People go take it to wash. You may, like you do a freestyle beat in the hood, like Big Sean did on Detroit 2. You probably just dropped it off in the hood and let some folks eat off of it and just write it off for his insurance type of thing. That's all he did.
Someone, whoever has this Bentley saw this story and was like, uh-oh, I got to call Offset. Like, I thought he was going to let me hold this for a while. I thought this was his, but apparently not. So we'll keep you up to date on how that one's going. We have another story that needs to be discussed that involves rappers, and that is a gentleman by the name of Future Hendrix. This is a great question for you, Jalen Rose. And I could see you knowing this or not knowing this. Do you know what Birkenstock sandals are? They're cultural.
I do, actually, because Gracie, my daughter, likes them and wears them.
Oh, good. Shout out to Gracie. From what I hear, they're extremely comfortable. My wife has a pair. Yep. And they're very much more for people like me than people like you. I'd see a lot more people like me wearing Birkenstocks than people like you. However, they are so comfortable that it's undeniable, right? Future Hendrix, are you familiar with the Birkin bag, Jalen Anthony Rose?
I am, definitely. It's really expensive.
So expensive that Future Hendrix has a pair of Birkenstocks made from Birkin bags that cost $48,000. Jalen, a pair of sandals worth $48,000, soft move or boss move?
That's a soft move.
Thank you.
I take that back.
I knew you would go the other way. I knew it.
I take that back. Because if I think about it like this, I remember like paying thousands of dollars for gators. So it's the same thing. And when you Future Hendrix, it ain't just you're buying the shoes. You're investing in your lifestyle. That's like Rick Ross can't just drink orange juice. He has to drink a mimosa. He has to invest in his lifestyle. You know, so you need Future Hendrix out here spending $50,000 and Lil Uzi Vert claiming he spent $20 million on a diamond that already got his forehead bleeding.
So he says he got a $24 million diamond implanted in his head. What do you think he really paid? Like, what is he really on the hook for to have that diamond in his head?
He said he'd been paying for it for years, so yeah. I'll say $2 million.
That was the number that was in my head, too. Probably $2 million.
I want to teach people something. Usually when people brag about things that they bought or things that they won betting, they're really only giving you 10% of the actual figure.
Yeah.
Like my brother Floyd, he always posts his bets when he wins. He'll post those other 90% that he lose.
Jalen, I may have legally gambled on the Super Bowl. I had tails that came in heads. I had orange Gatorade that came in blue.
Damn.
I had the Chiefs winning. They lost. I had Kelce scoring a touchdown. He lost. I had Mahomes MVP. That didn't happen. I had the over. Damn. That didn't happen.
Damn.
I had all kinds of stuff, not just the Chiefs winning. I had all kinds of stuff. None of it hit. None of it. Guess what?
You ready for this? Go ahead.
Sports gambling, not a way to get rich. Not a lot of people bought mansions based on their winnings from sports gambling.
And that was lesson rule 101, why I don't sports gamble. And I've never sports gambled because you feel like you know too much, and then the game happened, and you realize it's still a game.
Of course.
Like you have all of the stats and the facts and Mahomes. And you had it all figured. I know for a fact Kelce's going to score.
Kelce's going to score a touchdown.
Come on. I know for a fact. They was doubling. You know, Tyreek Hill got off last game. He going to be getting on. I know for a fact they're going to have the Gatorade. You know, I'm going to just flip the coin. You know, I'm going to take a chance on that one.
Exactly. And you're thinking, even if the Chiefs lose, I can still get the over. I can still get Kelce scoring. I can still get the coin toss. I can still get the Gatorade. Like, I still make money on a game. But you know what? None of it hit. Bad day for David Jacoby. Blue Gatorade. Come on now. Who even drinks blue Gatorade? So, Jay, a couple more things we need to discuss here. Number one is the fact that the Cowboys did not put Dak Prescott in their hype video for the season. Featured everybody else on the roster. No Dak Prescott. Something or nothing.
Oh, that's definitely something. That's a diss.
You think so?
Yes, yeah, a diss. Because what you do as a vet, you don't do a hype video. You see what happens to Dak. Why would you do a hype video? People still gonna sell out Cowboy games. It ain't like that they're the Jacksonville Jaguars and they trying to reinvent their image because they got the number one pick and a new coach. Like, you don't even need to do that.
Another thing is you can always put them in it and take them out later.
Yeah.
I know how editing works. You can put them in it. What's wrong? What's the downside of putting them in it? You know, and I don't think if you're the franchise, you shouldn't be negotiating with your starting quarterback through hype videos.
Correct.
You know, you do that across a negotiating table. You don't have to be petty about these things when we're talking about, you know, 10-figure deals? Like, how big of a figure deal is going to be? 9-figure deal? It's going to be a 9-figure deal. Like, so let's do the negotiations, not in the edit room. Let's do it with the agents and the lawyers and everybody involved. Do it across the negotiation table. Because I think putting it in is probably better for you than taking it out. And next thing you know, they talk about it on GetUp. They talk about it on First Take. And here we are talking about Jalen Jacoby. Jalen, I love doing the podcast because we get to give people a little look behind the curtain of the show. And there's a controversy going on right now on Jalen and Jacoby behind the scenes. It is the fact that we made a bet on Friday that I have to wear clown makeup on the show. That was the bet. We played the audio. We talked about it. That was the bet. Was that not the bet?
That's part of the bet. You said clown makeup mincing your words. I said clown outfit. They played your sound. They didn't replay my sound.
So where's the part where we're going to hear you saying this? If they can play my sound, how come they can't play your sound?
All they got to do is run what I said on the show.
It doesn't exist, Jalen.
Oh,
makeup
exists.
Was the bet.
Oh, it
makeup
exists.
Was the bet.
Oh, it exists.
Jalen, the entire clip is on social. The entire clip of our bet is on social media. Would you like me to play it for you?
Sure.
Because there's no mention whatsoever of anything but makeup. And I can't believe you're making me do this because you're in the conversation. And I know you're on social media because you're always up. Here we go. We have decided on the stakes of our bet. Jalen has the Bucks. I have the Chiefs. The loser of the bet has to wear clown makeup on next Friday's show.
I don't want to hear no excuses from you. I want to see the hair. I want to see the nose. I want to see the outfit. And if I lose, I'm going to dress like Homie the Clown from Living Color. But personally, I wanted to see you do the Busted Challenge or the Silhouette Challenge. It ain't too late to switch the bet.
We tried to make it the Busted Challenge or the Silhouette Challenge, but the executive said no. So we have a controversy. I said makeup and you said hair, makeup, and outfit. I can hear you making the seal noises like you're celebrating something, but then what is the actual bet? If I say X and you say Y, then what's the bet?
The winner gets to choose what he... It gets
I don't
to
think
be
so.
What the winner...
No,
gets
I
to
think
be
it's
what
off.
The winner
I think the whole thing's off. I think if I said $50, then you say $100, and we don't come to an agreement, the bet is off.
Stop.
Bet is off. Bet
we
is
ain't
off.
Going there.
Bet is off.
So we heard we heard the spirit of the bet. So we get ready for Friday to walk around South Street Seaport when you get off work. And might as well have some candy with you so you can give it to the kids when you walk down the street.
Well, I ain't wearing the shoes. The shoes are not mentioned. And I don't know where to get a clown outfit, to be honest with you. But I'm going to get the makeup. And I got the wig is already here. The wig is already here. We got a wig. We got one of those rainbow outfit wigs already. No, you don't. You won't get me one. I know you won't. I can always bet on that. I'm always safe if Jalen has to do something. You know what I mean?
I got you.
I'm always safe if Jalen has to do something. One thing Jalen does do for the people, everybody listening, Jalen does get your address, put a hoodie into the thing, take the thing to the shipping place, and actually ship out the hoodies that he promises people. Did we ever get our favorite couple in Denver hoodies? Did they ever get their hoodies? We need to get that hoodie.
You ready for this? You ready for this? I definitely sent them hoodies.
Oh, good, 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 good. Shout out to J&K. I need a J&K update from our caller. J&K, right now, call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. Everybody, you need to do two things. Number one, push pause on the podcast. We need you to rate and review us on Apple It's just a cheap trick that podcasts use to up themselves in the ratings or whatever. And we're competitive. You know what I mean? So we need that, right? Secondly, we need you to call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. You can ask us anything in the world and we'll put it on the show just like this one.
Yo, what's going on, Jalen and Jacoby? This is Joe calling back again from Dallas. Shout out, Reg. So recently, I was at a function. It really wasn't a function. It was like five of us. You know, we're trying to stay safe during this whole pandemic and everything. Do our part, stay safe. But my homie, he was on the aux, and he was playing like the worst music. It wasn't even that he was playing the worst music. He was playing like his homie's music. Like, hey, bro, check out my friend, this, that, and the other. And I was, how do you tell somebody that they ain't trying to hear that? How do you tell somebody that you ain't trying to hear this? You know, I was trying, you know, that's the homie, so I got to be a little respectful. And I understand he's trying to put this on to his friend, but like, it wasn't just one song. It was like his whole catalog, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I just want to get see what y'all's thoughts are on that and getting them checks.
Joe, you came to the right place because on this podcast, we not only have David Jacoby and Jalen Rose, we also have a gentleman by the name of DJ Motown Clown. Very appropriate name considering what's going on Friday. So DJ Motown Clown, how do you tell the homie not to play his homie's music at the function, which Joe said only had five people, but Joe, we know you're lying. You're just trying to keep it COVID safe. There's more than five people there. We ain't mad at you because you listen to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, Motown Clown, your thoughts.
So a couple of things. First off, the party's happening. It's Super Bowl Sunday. It has to be only about things we're all familiar with. For example, each of the dishes that were purchased were under the assumption that everyone there would eat it. If you knew somebody was vegetarian or something like that, then people would make adjustments accordingly. That's what has to happen with the music. This ain't time to try to go platinum in this living room, because it ain't happening. You're not about to sell a million records for your man right now. You know what I'm saying? Regardless to how much we like
it. He said you're not going platinum in the living room.
And so since that's a reality, it's cool to turn your homies on to some dopeness and shout to the cat that was trying to do it. Because I wish I had homies, and we all wish we have peeps that ride for us like that. But the time to do that is off wax, like when they're in your car or when it's a normal day, not when it's Super Bowl. Like, we like the weekend, but not on Super Bowl Sunday as the main performance. So that's what I have to say about that.
I think that's very fair. There's nothing wrong with sprinkling in one of your homie songs, but as a DJ, you know, give the people what they want. That's the ethos of being a DJ. It's not to show, to expose people to new things. You can do that on your own time. But if you've got more than three people listening, you got to give the people what they want there. I completely agree with you on that one. Jalen, let's listen to another voicemail. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. We'll put you on the show just like this.
Yo, what's good? What it do, fam? Sports solo out of Milwaukee area. All right, since everybody's been asking spousal questions and stuff, I got one for you. Soft move or boss move? Getting fast food on your way home or while you out working, and then discarding the evidence before you get home. My wife, if she sees that I got fast food stuff and I didn't get her anything, she'll throw fit. So before I even get home, I throw everything away at like a local gas station or something, just so she doesn't even see the evidence on, like, the Ring camera or anything. Let me know what y'all think. Give the people what they want. Shout out, Reg. Deuce.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. This young man is on his way home from work to go see his wife. Wow. Stops at a fast food spot.
Wow.
Gets fast food, whether it's McDonald's or Taco Bell or Popeyes or whatever it is. And then this man eats the food in the car, throws the remnants of the food out in a trash can so his wife doesn't even see him walk up to the porch with the Ring camera. That's a soft move. That ain't cool.
Did he say why he needed to get the food? Did he say anything about her cooking?
No, or anything like that? No, he did not. But that would be extra extra if he had something to say like that. No, he did not. I just think a couple things. Okay. Sometimes my wife will be watching TV and she will get up and go to the kitchen and fix herself something nice, like a nice cracker with some fancy cheese on top. And then she'll come down and sit next to me and just to eat it right in front of me and act like, I don't like crackers with cheese on top. You know? Like, couldn't just make one for me too? And I feel like that spirit is what's happening here. There's no problem with texting or calling your lady and saying, hey, I'm stopping to get some Popeyes. Would you like something? That's a boss move. Soft move is just not even thinking about it. He's doing so much just to hide it from her. It's easier to just give her some in the first place.
I got you. I think I know what this is. Thank you for calling. We appreciate the love and the continued support. Here's what I think it is. Two things. One, either he doesn't love her cooking, or two, he really wished that he had food waiting for him at home when he get off work and it's not.
Well, that's a communication issue.
Well, not necessarily. It's a he may want the food at 5 o'clock issue, and she may feel like I'm able to do it at 7:30. So maybe he probably needs to stop and get him something to eat to hold him over.
Maybe.
How about that? And then here's the other thing I want to say. For anybody that thinks that's a soft move, I think he's doing it to keep the peace. So here's why I'm going to call it a boss move to anybody that can relate to this. When was the last time anybody that could hear my voice stopped and got drinks before they went home but didn't report that they stopped or how many drinks they had?
Wait a second. That's completely different.
I'm sorry. You take that personal. I just saw a flashbulb go off in your head. Wow.
Completely different.
Be personal. Listen to him.
Completely different. Drinks, you legally can't even take them to go. And the ice melts.
You can drink at home. So why you don't drink at home then? Why you don't drink at home?
Well, a couple reasons. I don't like to keep liquor bottles in my house because I'll drink it. You know what I mean? Well, so my house.
Symphony music. Play the symphony music. While
no. First of all, it takes one to know one. You acting like this is a me problem.
That's why I'm telling them to play the symphony music.
No, acting like this is a me problem.
You about to make all of these excuses reasons. Go ahead.
These ain't excuses or reasons. They call it happy hour for a reason. Because if I don't go to happy hour, I don't come home happy. I realized that when I got in like my mid-30s and started having kids. I was like, oh, now I know why they call it happy hour.
Oh,
I get this. This is a requisite part of my day. The wind down. Because if you just walk into work right after, you walk into home right after work and you got kids screaming at you and trash piled up and stuff you got to do, you need a little break. I think stopping and getting fast food and eating it in your car is way different than stopping at an establishment and having a couple adult beverages.
Not true.
Way different.
Not true.
Completely
not
different.
True.
I mean, you
not
even know true. It yourself, Jalen. You know it yourself.
Not true. I disagree. It's the same thing. You're stopping for your personal pleasure and you're not sharing it with your mate or your kids.
They literally legally cannot give you drinks to go. It's illegal.
Well, I want to teach you something. You can stop at the packaging store and then take the drinks home. Why you don't do that?
That's an extra stop. Extra stop.
You can buy the bottle
that's
on
like saying,
Monday.
Like you went to Popeyes, why don't you stop at the grocery store on the way home and buy some chicken?
Well,
like, no, that's not how this works.
Okay, well, hold on. Well, you can buy the bottle on Saturday, Sunday, and then when you get off work for Monday, how about you don't have to stop at happy hour? You don't have to stop at the corner store. You don't even have to stop and get fast food. Jacoby wants to go straight home all of the time and drink from the liquor that he bought and eat when his wife cooks. How about that? How fun does that sound?
I don't think you were listening because I don't keep liquor at my house because I drink it. That's the problem. Because I got to take a few nights off a week. You know, the pandemic got a little extra there for a while. I looked up and I was like, wait, I've had at least one beverage for like 15 straight days. So now I'm in the habit of just taking a few nights off a week. You know what I mean? Taking it easy early in the week. Make sure my stamina's up for the show. you know, to get through those Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows. But you know in your heart of hearts, two things. You know, one, it's a soft move to stop at a fast food place, eat the food in the car, and then throw away the food to hide it from your wife. Okay, you know that's a soft move. Can't even bring up some fries home. And you know there's completely different stopping at happy hour than it is than stopping at fast food on the way home. You know that in your heart of hearts. I know you know. You just wanted to blindly support our listeners, and I support you doing that. We have time for one more voicemail.
What up, Jalen Nicole V? Shout out Reg the Ledge. All right, so pre-COVID, I've probably had two barbers in my entire 34 years on the planet. Now, with a whole year of COVID gone, I've had four different people cut my hair. Please tell me what you guys think. Yep, medicinal.
Jalen, this is your area of expertise.
You come to the right place for this. While we doing this right now, I'm literally looking at my hair and happy that slowly but surely growing back. Slowly but surely growing back. And part of that was using new barbers, traveling, having a part in my hair, the half moon Caesar, cutting it into a mohawk. Consistency is the key. You gotta have, don't be a David Jacoby. Have one barber that you're loyal to. If in case of emergency, you have a backup barber. Otherwise, either don't get a cut or keep a fresh cut when you need to do something. That's the rule. Do it for your hair. It's almost like a dentist. You don't go to multiple dentists. You find one that you're comfortable with and you keep going there.
Well, listen, I'm just so glad that this transition period that you've been going through for about 6 months now is about to be over.
Since Christmas? What do you mean?
Oh, no. It took you 2 months to grow out the Christmas look that you didn't even like. Then it took you another 2 months to grow that out.
Oh, trip.
It's been a while.
But the results are crazy. The results are crazy, though. It ain't like I'm telling the wife I'm going to the gym and shoot jumpers. When I come out, I'm Steph Curry. It ain't like I'm Ben Simmons. So it's worth it.
Appreciate the call. Don't forget to everybody call 985-80-JALEN. And you can leave us a voicemail and we'll put it on the show. We will have another pie exclusive on Thursday. We have a regular show tomorrow. Why is that,
Jalen? We're not done. We are not done.